On the phone with me this morning, it's the one and only Mr. Garth Brooks. How are you?
How are you doing?
You know, it's been 21 years since you've been to Las Cruces, and tickets go on sale here tomorrow morning at 10. Ticketmaster.com, Garth Brooks, Ticketmaster Express. Tickets go on sale, what, for your fourth show in Philadelphia here either today or tomorrow?
Yeah, man, Philly's always been a fun town to play, and they showed up in unbelievable style. We'd already hit Pittsburgh and Penn State, you know, and so we didn't figure there'd be anything left in Pennsylvania, and then here comes Philly. So they've caught us off guard, and that's kind of how this whole tour has been. Just very thankful that people are showing up, and the numbers that they're showing up and with the attitude they're showing up with makes it a fun night. I love the country music audience. They're the most loyal and by far the biggest, and you're lucky if you get to play in front of the country music audience.
The love of your life, the queen. You guys have been married since 2005. Phenomenal cook, television host for Trisha's Kitchen, and author. My midday host, Rhonda Monroe, wanted me to know that even though she loves you, it's not your greatest hits CD, but Trisha's songbook that she's had in her vehicles for the past 19 years.
You tell Rhonda that is how life is. And it used to be it's the handshake was, hey, Garth, how you doing? Now the handshake is, hey, Garth, your wife with you? Always. So I'm very used to it. And so, you know, I'm her biggest fan as well. You put your faith in the right person right there because she's as sweet as you want her to be.
One of our sales reps over here at Bird Broadcasting, Barry Thorpe, went to college around your neck of the woods over at ORU. He was a huge Sooner fan. Of course, you're, you know, all about the Cowboys. Do you get a chance to take in sports when you're there in Nashville? Titans, Predators, that kind of thing?
Yeah, man, you're going all the time, and the Queen is a big she's a big dog, so she loves her Georgia team. That's where she's from. So you get to go, and then the cool thing is, you know, we do this Teammates for Kids Foundation hack for almost 20 years. Well, it's all professional athletes. So now over 4,000 professional athletes strong. So you're always in a stadium or an arena somewhere with these kids, with these great athletes, you know, that they look up to and they so admire, and they should. And it was the sweetest thing to watch these big old guys and these very talented and athletic girls get in with these little young babies and teach them about love, teach them about the sport, teach them about competition. It's a beautiful thing to see.
I don't know too many people who spend their Thanksgiving at a home build for Habitat, but that's what you and the Queen actually did for Thanksgiving.
I got to tell you, that gal can swing a hammer. They call her the nail gun diva. She's got it going, man. She's got the drill, she's got the power tools, and then at the same time, she can get in there and just swing with the best of them. So it's a lot of fun to be side-by-side with them. And then, man, if you ever complain about working too much, realize right next to you is President Carter and the First Lady, Miss Rosalynn, and they have to both be 90, if not more. And they're out there working harder than anybody else. It's amazing to watch that pair go to work. So they're kind of the walking example of who you want to be.
Back in November, you had a chance to be a mentor on The Voice and got to watch that. I love the signature, yeah, that you do, you know, when you're loving the kids. And I heard that Ed Sheeran gave you a birthday shout out.
Wow, that was cool, yeah.
Susan wants to know, who do you, Garth Brooks, listen to and dig?
I got to tell you, man, the new wave, my daughter's generation is so talented. And, you know, Ed's probably one of the biggest heroes of that generation, for sure. And then the guy's probably just a little older than that, Gaga, Bruno. These guys are phenomenal talents. And my wife is a huge Beyonce fan, so she's a big Queen Bey fan. And I like guys like Jason Aldean. I like that kind of music where it gets a little muscly. I've always enjoyed that. And oddly enough, a young guy like that has opened up doors for me to get to play stuff that's even a little more muscly than we play. So just enjoying all the new sounds right now. And what I love about music is you can pick and choose what you love. Take what you love, and the stuff you don't, somebody else is going to love it, and that's kind of how it works. So just enjoying myself right now.
For anybody who doesn't know this, you are not a studio musician. And dude, you just pull out the guitar and you start singing, and the voice that you have on the microphone is the voice that you have in the studio. It's raw, it's pure, and I appreciate the fact that after all of these years, man, you still got the pipes.
Oh, man, you're very sweet. It's so much fun to sing, And yeah, man, I guess a lot of people think if you own a guitar, you must play on your records, but I was never, ever, I never have been good enough to play in the studio. They let me play on one song. It was a Bob Dylan song called To Make You Feel My Love. I got to play on that record. And if you listen closely to that record, there's one of the biggest clams I've ever had in my life, and it stayed on the record. I don't know how it got past the engineers and stuff, but that's my guitar playing, man, just full of flaws, but everybody kind of lets me be me, and it's the sweetest gift you can give somebody is just letting them be themselves.
Now, I've got a young lady who is listening to me this morning. Well, I got tons of people listening to me on the air and online. Would you do me a favor and say a happy birthday to Megan Prather? She is 11 years old today.
Hey, Megan, it's Garth Brooks. Happy 11th birthday today, and a year from now, happy 12th, a year from then. Well, you get the gist. I love you, Megan. Happy birthday.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, having loved your music forever, I was a little late to the party, so my first album of yours was the cassette for No Fences cassette back in 1990. Amen. Loved watching you on the Tonight Show with Kiss doing Hard Luck Woman. Name me another artist out there who's going to play with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons doing Hard Luck Woman.
It was fantastic, man. The road that music has taken you on, you know, with the passing recently of George Michaels, all of a sudden here comes all the video footage up of his career. And there we are, RFK Stadium in Washington, singing Freedom together. And right. It's like, man, the road that this takes you on, and it doesn't matter if you're a country artist, pop artist, your paths are going to cross with these people. And just the greatest memories I have in my life, other than holding my babies, have to come from music, for sure.
You brought it up just a minute ago. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you that my favorite song of yours, with no offense to Adele or Bob Dylan, nobody does Make You Feel My Love like you do, brother. So I got an invite for you. Saturday, August 19th, up at the Flying J Ranch in beautiful Alto, New Mexico. If you happen to have the day off, you and the Queen are cordially invited to enjoy some great chuck wagon food in the cool pines of the gorgeous Sacramento Mountains as my beautiful Julie Moore agrees to be Mrs. Double J. So, yeah, just pencil that in. No pressure, okay?
No kidding. Congratulations to both of you. That's sweet.
Again, tomorrow morning, folks, 10 a.m., tickets are going to go on sale. Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. April 8th at the Pan Am in Las Cruces. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Trisha Yearwood's current husband.
Amen. That's how they introduce me.
That's
right there.
That's it. I love how you sign off inside Studio G all the time. What's the three things that you want all of us to do?
The most important thing is love. Right after that is love. And the third thing is love. Just remember those three things.
Much, much love to you and the Queen, brother. We'll see you in Las Cruces, all right?
Okay, I look forward to it. Congratulations again.
Have a great morning.
Thank you.
105.3 KZZX.